Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back. Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here, our second hour on Monday, the 16th of April. The prepper tip of the day. Ammunition is, prices are at a 7-year low. So the prepper tip of the day, I want to encourage you to buy and stock up on ammunition now while it's at the 7-year low price point. That would just be a smart thing to do. This is Firearms Monday. We visit Monday mornings with Jimmy Gensling, and this is Firearms Monday. We talk about rifles, shotguns, pistols, ammunition, optics, firearms legislation, the gun culture. Jimmy Gensling with Desert Eagle Shooters. That website is deserteagleshooters.com. If you got a question or comment, give us a call at 800-313-9443. Let's continue, Jimmy.
All right. Again, what I was the firearms tip of the week. And if you missed the whole thing, ladies and gentlemen, you can go back and on the archives, catch the first few minutes of the first hour. But the tip is not for firearms, but it's for the support gear. And we kind of gave a good little list of things to look at and check on and make sure of, because now it's getting to that time of year that, you know, folks are going to head out to the range. It's summertime, and maybe do some traveling and shooting on the road. Who knows? But need to make sure that everything that you have to have to make everything work is all in good shape and working fine. At the gun show over in Alamogordo last week, John had a request from one of our callers. They were interested in a particular handgun and to find out the availability and prices. And some people may remember this that are, you know, gun culture type guys. But Ruger, a number of years ago, had a one of their Black Hawk series was called the Vaquero. And the Vaquero came chambered in 45 long Colt, and it also had a second cylinder with it that chambered 45 ACP. So you would use what were called moon clips on the ACP rounds, and you're clipping two together at a time and putting them in this cylinder and being able to shoot 45 ACP in a revolver. And we were able at the gun show to actually run across an individual that had a couple of them. And in fact, I think he had three. Two newer ones and one of the original run. And so we were able to send him some pictures and let him know prices. And needless to say, he was a bit surprised by how much they wanted for him. So it was interesting to get the response, but then again, the caller was from the central United States, and here we are out in the western part of the United States. And revolvers still hold a very passionate place in shooters out here.
No, I think they do all over the country. I really do. Jimmy, we got a caller and hold here. We got Fred in Wisconsin. Good morning, Fred.
Good morning, Fred. Guys. How are we today?
Good. I got a couple crazy questions for you. The first one, this will probably be easy. But if you got an AR-15 platform and they make some kind of conversion to 22 long rifle, can you explain to me how that works in that gun?
Wait a minute, sir. My phone cut out on that.
Okay, so an AR-15 platform, and then there's a conversion kit to shoot 22 long rifle. I just don't understand how that works in that platform.
Okay, it's quite simple. The one that I order the most of and help people with the most is made by CMMG Company. And they do it two ways. One is they sell a complete upper and magazine that drops right onto your AR-15 lower and converts it to 22 long rifle. The other one, and this is the one that I sell the most of, it's called a bolt conversion. And what it is, you have a special magazine that goes in it, and a special bolt, and you replace the bolt, and on the front end of the bolt, it has, for all intents and purposes, machined into it a 223 case on the front of the bolt. Now, what happens is when you install this, it goes in, locks up into the locking lugs and everything. The fake 223 cartridge is in the chamber, and it butts up to the end of the chamber right there, so that it is now the chamber for the 22 long rifle. And all of the functions and everything is in the bolt. You're not cycling it like you would a normal AR and everything. It's a strict blowback system, just like the 22 long rifle is. Your 1022s, your Marlins, and everything else, they use a blowback, what is called a blowback system, which is part of the energy developed in firing the cartridge. It's also using that energy to cycle the bolt back and make the gun function. Does that make sense?
Does the magazine they provide, it fits into the new upper. Does that make sense?
It fits into the new bolt.
So basically, you don't have a feeding issue with that?
Oh, no. That's why I recommend the CMMG one. They cost
it cycles like a normal weapon would cycle at that point.
Right, yeah. It ejects it out the same port.
And how many rounds of 22 does a magazine hold?
The one that comes with it, I believe, is a 30-round mag.
Oh, wow.
I know at one time...
And you've run 30 rounds through that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And it doesn't, and it has no problems.
Well, now that's where the if is. one thing I have found about those magazines is if you go by, and my favorite is O'Reilly's, ladies and gentlemen, for an auto parts store, only because ours down here and the ones in the accompanying towns are great people that run them, and plus they've got an honest-to-goodness veterans discount. Go in and make sure you get on their little ticket and you get your veterans ID set up there on it, and you can save some money, and they're all great folks. But go by your O'Reilly's and pick up a can. Actually, they've got the little tubes of powdered graphite. And
okay.
What I tell people to do is to take a screwdriver or something and push the follower in the magazine down just a little bit and put a couple of puffs of that powdered graphite in there. Let the follower come back up, shake it around a little bit, turn it upside down, shake it a little bit, and that little bit of graphite on there makes that thing feed like a dream.
So you probably do that with every magazine after that. That's like a doctor, that's you're the doctor there. Unrelated to any of this, and I just need your advice,
because
I trust you, is an old Nazi,
well, thank you,
Walther PP, with a serial number starting in 225. I am bewildered as to what this thing is. I have looked at Gunbroker and looked at all those guns that they're selling, and they have much higher numbers, like 995, and they're telling me these guns were built in 44. And this thing is all swastikled and everything else, and holster. Unfortunately, it's missing a magazine. The magazine would have had the same number as the gun. The magazine that is in it is two digits less. And I just have no use for this, and I wanted to try to find a home. And basically, I'm just bewildered about this damn serial number.
Okay, if you would get some pictures of the gun, left side, right side, and the serial number and everything that's with it. I've got a friend here that has been an absolute Sherlock Holmes on finding information on guns. He's got some resources that most of us don't have. And if you can get some pictures of that, and email them.
Just contact you directly?
Yeah. And
all right.
My phone number you can call after the show is 575.
I got all your information. I talked to you offline. But I wanted to see what you could help me with on that, because it just seems like I'm really not looking to get rich off of this thing. You know, I mean, some of these guys want $2,000-$3,000 for these guns. I'm looking to get like $800, you know, so I'm just looking for somebody that collects that stuff, you know. So I appreciate it. You guys do a great job. And
thank you, sir.
Thank
you
for
your
time
today. Show.
Okay, thank you for the call,
Fred. Thank you, sir.
We appreciate it. The call number is 800-313-9443. Jimmy, there's something I thought about over the weekend I want to mention, and that's, and you probably know some men like this and probably some women, men and women who purchase high-quality firearms, particularly rifles, maybe the rifleman's rifle, such as the M1A, M14. And they make the purchase. They maybe get a couple extra magazines, a good stock of ammunition. It may even go so far as to sight it in. And then it sits in the safe. It becomes a safe queen and never comes out. They know, they in their mind, they're ready. When a zombie apocalypse happens or the Chinese parachutes are coming out of the sky, they're ready, because they own an M1A, M14. Now, ownership of anything does not translate into expertise, does it, Jimmy?
No, sir. It's like you have said so many times. I can walk into Hobby Lobby down here and spend $10,000 on the finest art equipment, canvas, paints, everything. And I can bring them home and I can set them up, but that is not going to make me Rembrandt.
No, you don't need to spend $10,000. $1,000 would be able to duplicate what Rembrandt or Picasso does, but Owning that material,
the skill is not there.
Doesn't change. It doesn't translate into skills. So here's right. the point we're making. Jimmy and I are making this following point. For you men and women out there who own firearms and are sitting safely in the safe, get out there and use them. Get out there and go to a Appleseed weekend. Get some good basic training, if that's what's called for. Maybe get in some competition occasionally. I have a friend. I've known this gentleman since about 30 years, since about 1988 or so. I first met this guy. He had his red Porsche, trunk of his red Porsche, which is in the front, of course, is full of machine guns. I met him at the range, a young man, very young man at the time, and I thought to myself, now here's a guy who really knows how to have fun. He's driving a red Porsche with a trunk full of machine guns. But in the 30 years I've known this man, I've never, ever seen him shoot for accuracy. He puts lead down range, and it's a hoot. And I understand that. It's fun to shoot a machine gun on one hand. On the other, I don't know if this gentleman could hit anything with any accuracy at all, because I've never seen it happen, Jimmy.
Yep. And it's a sad, sad story that we've told all too often. I think I may have talked about this once before. A couple of years back, Dave and I went down to Carlsbad to the shooting range. We were going to do some very serious marked distance work, and we were going to verify and true velocities on a couple of rifles that we were setting up for long-range competition. And we'll explain truing some other time, ladies and gentlemen. But we were setting at the 200-yard range because the mowers were down on the 500-yard range that morning, and we were just waiting for them to get done. And doing some warm-up, you know, playing with a couple of other different guns and everything, and just enjoying ourselves. And pickup truck pulled up about halfway down the covered range from us, and some kids got out, and very nice, you know, they were, hi, how you doing? And chit-chatted with them for a moment, and they got out, one of them got out an AK, and one of them got out a AR, literally out of the boxes, John. They
right.
tossed the boxes in the trunk, and Dave and I looked at each other, and it's like, okay. And for about 10 minutes, we watched them fumbling with these two guns, trying to figure out how to get the bolts back, get the bullets in the magazine, get the magazine in the gun. And, you know, Dave sat there and he goes, go ahead, because he knew, you know, the teacher in me was just groaning. And I walked down, introduced myself and everything, and asked him, you know, if they needed some help. And the one guy looked at me and goes, I think we can get it. And the other one looked at me very seriously, and he goes, could you please? And I'm like, no problem. So went through, took the AR first, went through the basics of how the gun works, tear it down, put it back together, had the new owner tear it down and put it back together. And I says, now let's tear it down and clean it. And he goes, well, it's brand new. And I'm going, all the more reason to clean it. And we took the gun all the way down to parade rest, got out my cleaning kit, cleaned the gun, and the guy with the AK was sitting here watching all this time, and he goes, sir, could you help me? And I'm like, yes, sir. Took it apart, and AKs are just totally different creatures than an AR, so they got a real good learning lesson. But we went through both guns, cleaned them up and everything, showed them how everything functioned, and warned the guy with the AK that if he fires it for a little bit and it stops shooting, we'll cover it after the break.
Hold tight, everybody. We'll be back after the break. Stay tuned.
Thank you. Are you spiritually and mentally armed and ready for the battle ahead? Don't miss Hear the Watchman Dallas 2018, March 23rd through the 25th at the Hilton Dallas Fort Worth Lakes Executive Conference Center. Join the remnant body of Christ at this powerful, life-changing event. Activate your faith and join 18 prophetic teachers of truth, including L.A. Marzulli, Pastor Paul Begley, Dr. Donna Mary Colbert, along with this year's special guest, prophetic prayer walker Henry Groover. The time is now to gain ground and make history as we approach turbulent times. Get baptized, get trained, be freed of strongholds that bind you. You will be empowered, you will be blessed. This could be the most important weekend of your life. Join God's army in 2018. Visit hearthewatchman.com to reserve your seat today. This event will sell out. Go to hearthewatchman.com and make your reservation. And in the end, Jesus wins.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. It's taken 3 years before I could offer the InterShelter domes for sale. During those 3 years, several different governments and militaries were taking all their production. The InterShelter dome homes may be just what you've been looking for to provide affordable, energy-efficient, permanent, and attractive housing. These dome homes are prefabricated units that can be assembled in a few hours by two men with a ladder and simple hand tools. Check out the photos of these dome homes built in the Arctic, on tropical beaches, in suburban areas, and in forests. All the details, many photographs, and the pricing of the dome homes are listed on the left-hand side of my homepage at thelibertyman.com. I think you'll find these homes are not only attractive, but they're energy efficient and a bonus. You can disassemble them and reassemble them as many times as you feel you need the need to. Pretty great, huh? Something that's very, very unique. Check them out at my website at thelibertyman.com.
J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 16th of April, visiting with Jimmy Gensling, the proprietor of Desert Eagle Shooters. That website's deserteagleshooters.com. Jimmy, we probably shouldn't let this go by either, talking about fatalities earlier. We had Art Bell die Friday. The well-known radio talk show host Art Bell died at his home at age 72 Friday. So that's another loss to us also, isn't it?
Oh, yes, sir. I can count, I can't even begin to count the number of times that here it is, 3 o'clock in the morning, and I'm either helping a friend bale hay or driving somewhere across the country or anything else and listening to Art Bell and Into the Knife. He was a great friend to anybody that has pulled any kind of night shift.
Right,
A great loss.
Well, at one time, his show was syndicated on 500 radio stations, had a huge, huge following.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and
yeah.
I was actually listening to it the night that Art Bell had an NDE right on air. And for most people, NDE stands for near-death experience. And in Art's case, it was no-deck experience. They were doing remodeling of his house, and as he would do on the show, he would get up and walk around, and sometimes he'd step out to the front deck and look up at the stars while he was on the air, and forgot all about having the front deck removed. And everybody that was listening that night heard him talking, and next thing you hear is this and crash, and a few minutes later they went to a rebroadcast. And the next night they explained what happened. He stepped out the front door into space.
And that would be scary. That would be scary. It reminds me of that motorcycle officer who went off the edge of the concrete highway that was missing out during the earthquake there in California. Well, let's move on from there, Jimmy. We're talking about rifles, shotguns, pistols here, ladies and gentlemen. You got a question or comment about anything to do with firearms, the firearms industry, legislation, give us a call at 800-313-9443.
Okay, we'll get back to our two young men at the shooting range.
Let's do that.
And we finished up with the young man with the AR, and we were working with the young man with the AK, and he was really surprised at how that thing came apart and how they both went back together. The two young men were very, very attentive once we got started. And they got, like I told them, they got the makings of a rifleman. Just keep with it. And I told the young man, I says, now, on this AK, if you're shooting it here for a while, and I says, it may show up today, it may show up 6 months down the road, but you'll pull the trigger, and hammer will fall, and it won't go off. And you wait for just a moment, make sure it's not a hang fire, you eject the round, and there is not even hardly a dimple in the primer. And I tell him, put that one back in and try it again. And if it doesn't go off, then you've got cosmoline in the bolt blocking the firing pin from coming all the way forward. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the biggest, most common problem ever on SKSs and AKs. And any other Russian-made rifle, the PKMs and some of the other different variants of the AK, AK-74s, every single one of them use the same exact bolt design. And when the Russians finish building the guns and they go into storage, I honestly think they dip them in a vat of molten cosmoline, John, and let them soak overnight. Because the amount of cosmoline in these guns, ladies and gentlemen, is horrendous. And the best thing I've ever found to do is just take the gun apart, put it in a coffee can, cover it with acetone, and leave it overnight.
That reminds me, Jimmy, when I was a boy, the local department store, it was a chain of department stores in Metro St. Louis called Famous Bar, the roughly equivalent of Macy's. In fact, Macy's bought them out. They would have these drums, these industrial drums about the size of a 55-gallon barrel, but they were a heavy cardboard drum in the sporting goods department with 10 or 12 various infield 303 bolt action rifles. They were $10 to $15 a piece, and the cosmoline was so thick you could rub it off with your finger on these rifles. $10 to $15 a piece, as many as you wanted to buy.
We got a break. Miss those days.
Yeah, we got a break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We're continuing our energy cleaner promotion, which began August of 2016. In this promotion, you get to buy an energy cleaner, $70 off retail, and a mattress pad, 10% off retail. $200 of the purchase price of the energy cleaner goes to Republic Broadcasting. This is a great way to help get energy cleaners out to people who need them and have some financial issues to deal with. And, of course, a great way to support Republic Broadcasting. Here's what you do. Send in a postcard. My address is John Moore, P.O. Box 201, Davidsville, Missouri. We pick a postcard every 2 weeks. If your postcard is drawn, you get the chance to buy the energy cleaner $70 off retail and 10% off the mattress pads. Put your name and your address, your telephone number and your email address on the postcard, and we wish you the best of luck. Thank you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, we are back. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 16th of April. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. People are always calling me asking, John, when's it going to happen? It could be, what, a flyby by Planet X, World War III, grid down situation. Well, I address that in the following manner. At my website at thelibertyman.com, we've got training exercise USS Liberty, December 2018. Check that out. Check that out. You get to pick your own scenario, the one that you think you're most concerned about, at Field Training Exercise USS Liberty, December 31st, 2018, and then start getting ready for it. When it gets to the 1st of January, 2019, we'll pick a new date, probably the last day of December 2019. The whole point of this exercise is to encourage people to move forward, stop procrastinating, and get ready for whatever scenario they're concerned about. That's the whole purpose of the exercise. Also, my website, of course, you'll find energy cleaners for sale. This is my home business. I ship these things all over the planet. Just now getting caught up. I got way behind with the Easter sale, very successful. Everything from the Easter sale is finally being shipped out today, including the one going to Marie in Spain. If you have joint pain, arthritis pain, back pain, you need an energy cleaner. Not getting a great night's sleep, you need an energy cleaner. That's what you need. Only $285 shipping included to American zip codes. The mattress pads vary in price depending on what you get. Everything's right there at my website at thelibertyman.com. Yes, I do take PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. I now offer me to you personally a 90-day money-back guarantee. 90 days, 3 months. 90-day money-back guarantee. Check out the details at my website, and you can place your order by calling my toll-free order line also. That's 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Visiting with Jimmy Gensling, the proprietor of Desert Eagle Shooters, that website, deserteagleshooters.com. Let's continue, Jimmy.
All right. We were back talking about the AKs and SKSs and other German firearms. And one thing about these, ladies and gentlemen, is this. The And by the way, John, if you ever find another one of those tubs like that, I would just love to go digging through it with you. more 303s like that, just for the actions, no less. But, ladies and gentlemen, Russians, when they pack something up like that, they load them so full of cosmoline that you'll clean most of it out and you'll think you've got it done, and it just doesn't work that way, because in that bolt, in that spring wrapped around that firing pin, the only way to clean that is when you get it home the first time, is to disassemble it. Now, AK bolts are not difficult to take apart, but they are kind of touchy. I think I'm going to have to find my little sheet that I had at one time and get Tim to put it back up on the webpage under info or something. But what is going to happen is over time that cosmoline in that bolt will work its way forward. And get the gun all warmed up, everything's all nice and soft and moves around, and you get done shooting at the end of the day, you put the gun in the bag, you go home, tear it down, clean it, and which really for most AKs and everything is a miracle, but most of them, they just go back home and they go into the gun safe or on the rack or wherever it is they're going to sit, and you grab it the next time, the next weekend or a couple of weeks down the road, and you get out to the range, pop a mag in it, drop the bolt on it, pull the trigger, and it goes click. And no matter what you do, you can't get it to fire. Well, that cosmoline, since the gun was warm and everything, and the recoil of the gun is going to jar it forward, it will get in front of the firing pin inside the bolt. And when you take it home, since you didn't put the firing pin down, you left it cocked, you get home, and that cosmoline is going to cool down, get thick, and all you need is a few thousands, ladies and gentlemen, of cosmoline around between the bolt and the firing pin bevel, and that gun will not go off. And so I explained that to him, and he had this forlorn look on his eyes, and I looked at Dave, and I'm like, okay. We took the, got the rags out and everything, disassembled the gun again, disassembled the bolt for him, and Dave was lucky enough to have a can of carbon choke cleaner in his pickup, and we showed the kid how to clean this bolt, and I'm not kidding you. It took me about 30 minutes with scrapers and everything else to get all the cosmoline out of that bolt, ladies and gentlemen. And I gave the young man the job of cleaning the spring, John. Gave him a brush and showed him how to do it. We'd spray it with carbon choke and scrub it some more. Finally got it all back together, got these two kids up, got them shooting. And now this shows you where you live in a great country, John. Dave and I did our shooting and everything, and it was too late to go down and do what we wanted to do at the other range, so we figured we'd go get some lunch. And they cooled the range, made it cold, and we walked down to get our targets and everything and pull them in and get back to the truck, get loaded up, get ready to leave, and they had already left. they had packed up and left before, just as we were getting back, they hollered thank you at us and left. But we got up to the truck and went to get in to leave, and there were two $50 bills underneath the windshield wipers.
Well, that was a nice expression of gratitude on the part of those young men. It really was.
It surprised me. It truly surprised me. And, you know, Dave goes, well, man, you made a good killing today. And I go, what do you mean? I says, there's two of them. There's one for you and one for me. And he, oh, no, you did all. No, Dave was there. And he doesn't realize how valuable he is sometimes. Because, like I said, he's a wealth of information, and he's an incredibly good friend. And so you do things like that, ladies and gentlemen, and you don't know who you're going to be helping. And some of them may have some money and do something like that, and some of them may not. But either way, if you help some, if you get a chance to help somebody familiarize themselves with a new gun, and maybe it's a handgun, maybe it's a revolver.
Well,
I
got
to
follow up.
More fun.
I got to follow up on that. You need to be judicious. Now, let's say here's a setting. I'm at a public St. Louis County Police pistol range, which at the time, this would have been the around 1990 or so, was open to the public on Sunday afternoons. It's a nice, warm sunny afternoon, and they had two persons per shooting position, and a St. Louis County police officer was the range officer. So we get assigned our positions, and I'm the person assigned to be next to me shooting is an attractive young brunette female, so we start shooting, and everybody, it's a controlled range, so we all stop shooting at the same time, walk down range to check our targets. And I notice that she's high right, she's low left, she's higher left, she's low right, she's basically all over that silhouette. So we go back to our shooting positions, and I approach the range officer. I identify myself. I let him know I'm an NRA certified firearms instructor. Do you think that young lady may welcome some pointers from me for shooting, since she's having so much difficulty? And he kind of whispers to me, Jimmy. He says, John, I don't think so. She's an FBI agent.
Oh yeah.
Oh yes. Who
don't
somehow?
You just love it when that happens.
Somehow, some way, this young woman got through Quantico, the FBI training academy, having basically no marksmanship skills with a handgun at all. I don't know how that happened, but it did happen. I was telling this story to a couple of FBI agents I knew once, and they immediately were trying to figure out who this young woman was. Of course, I didn't have her.
That way, don't get them as your partner.
Well, hopefully she spent enough range time to acquire some basic skills, but she certainly did not have in that particular afternoon. But God bless her, she was making a good effort, but she had no coaching, and I was I was ready to help offer to coach, but the range officer thought that would not be well received, so I didn't go there with her.
Right.
Oh well.
Well. The thing that the comment that I made earlier, ladies and gentlemen, about offering assistance, make sure it's warranted. And by that, some people will get very offended if, you know, you offer assistance and they just, you know, don't know how to take you, or you being a smarty or what. And others, you know, will welcome it. So it's interesting that you can see sometimes, and you can tell sometimes, John, just by the expression on someone's face, that they're looking at you wanting to ask for some assistance after they see how you're shooting. And so it's a touchy situation sometimes, but if you do run into that situation, ladies and gentlemen, and you do have experience with whatever firearm it is that they're working with, then, you know, be the good Samaritan. Offer some assistance and just be a, you know, get the more we can get into the shooting sports, ladies and gentlemen, the better it is for all of us. You understand where I'm trying to go with what I'm trying to say, John? For some strange reason, I do.
Well, it's a culture. It's a subculture. The gun culture is a, and within the gun culture, there's multiple subcultures of men and women who are involved in their own particular thing that they like to do with firearms. There could be three gun competition, combat pistol competition, high powered rifle competition, various competitions with shotguns, clay pigeons, sporting clays, and so forth. All the different types of hunting there is. I've never sat down to try to look over a list of all the various subcultures there are within the gun culture, but I would probably say it's around maybe, what would you say, 30 or 40? It's a bunch.
Somewhere in that neighborhood, because of each one of them, you have a subset of that. Okay, you hear people talk about silhouette shooting. That is a very, very fun sport to get into. However, when you look at just silhouette shooting, you've got high-power rifle, Roswell Gun Club up there. Trying to remember if it's the third Sunday or the fourth Sunday every month, they've got a high-power silhouette shoot. And it goes to 500 yards, John, and starts, I think, at 200. They may have a quail at 100. I'm not sure. But it's different animal steels, ladies and gentlemen, and you have to knock it down. You can't spin it. You can't ease it. Or it's got to go on the ground. And these guys get real serious about it. Well, they also have a 22 rifle steels. They've got a handgun steels. They've got a competition or competitive handgun steels. All of these different ones, and it's still under the same heading, silhouette shooting. And one of the, trying to remember who it was that was telling me this, but they started a pellet rifle silhouette deal for some school kids. Now, I think that's just fascinating. But in each one of those groups, you have open sights, optics, you know, newbie or beginner, and expert. So in one event, shooting silhouettes, steel silhouettes, you may have a total of 10 or 12 different subcategories that you can get into. So John is very, very right, ladies and gentlemen. If you like shooting shotgun shells, somebody's probably got a competition for that. If not, make one. That's something that Dave and I always do is we get done with our work, i.e. ballistics testing, you know, data gathering on guns or rifles or whatever. And then we start just what we plink, you know, pick out a target out there, golf balls, you know, baseballs. You'll find them on the range out there. People love shooting them, and when they don't blow up, they get bored with them. But, boy, they make a good target. You keep shooting it until you miss. And then you go get the ball and bring it back, and then the next guy does the same thing, and you see who can get it the furthest out there. And the whole aspect of it, ladies and gentlemen, you may think that you're wasting ammo, but what you're doing is you are polishing your skills. And anything that you can do to polish your skills is positive input. Because when the time comes that you really need that skill, it's going to be there. family hasn't eaten in 4 or 5 days, and you're out walking up to the edge of the road to see if you can get to the top of the hill and see if anything is happening far away. And on the way back, you know, you see a rabbit. And the rabbit's out there 50, 75 yards. Well, for most riflemen and everything, that wouldn't be too much of a challenge, but for some people, it would be a very big challenge. And if you've been practicing shooting at shotgun shells or baseballs or golf balls or even steels or whatever, there's a good chance that the family can have rabbit stew.
That's right. Here's our break. Call number is 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Okay, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 16th of April, visiting with Jimmy Gensling, the proprietor of EagleShooters.com. We've got about 3 minutes here, Jimmy.
Yep, and we'll have another Monday morning down under our belt, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, homework for the week. Introduce someone new to the firearm culture. Keep your ears open. When you hear individuals ranting and raving about gun control or how evil these things are and everything else, confront them. Confront them nicely. Don't, you know, just jump right into it with both feet and start swinging. But confront them about them. Ask them what their data is. What's their source of information? How did they come by this information? And 9 times out of 10, they won't be able to give you an answer. They start talking assault rifles and this and that and everything else. Ask them point blank, what's an assault rifle? Just like John and I were discussing on that man on the street. They probably cannot give you an explanation, or if it is, they're going to call it an AR-15 or whatever. Explain to them that the only true assault rifle has a happy switch on it. And when they look at you dumbfounded, wanting to know what a happy switch is, tell them that's the selector that says full auto. Unless it is able to go full auto, it cannot be even remotely considered an assault weapon. And truthfully, there are two guns in the U.S. Armory that fall into that category. One is the Ma Deuce, the BMG 50, and the other one is the... M60. And both of those, ladies and gentlemen, only have two positions, on and off. And the only way that we're going to win this battle is to confront people about it, show them they're ignorant, but do it nicely. And all we can hope is that we actually get them to start fact-checking what they're hearing so they don't be made to look like a fool again. And who knows, you might actually be able to start converting a couple of them. It's a stretch, but ladies and gentlemen, we've got to do something. If we leave it alone and let everyone run the way they're running right now, we are going to have another civil war. And this time it's not going to be north against south, it's going to be this block against that block, and even worse. So wish everybody a great week. Go out there, accomplish something. Keep Dr. Moore in your prayers. Keep Tim in your prayers. I'd like to ask for a few prayers if you get a chance. Some things are going on in our families and bodies, ladies and gentlemen, that only really God can work on. I mean, we can use other sources and other remedies and such as that, but the only true final physician that's left is God. So just be good. And ladies and gentlemen, do not forget to pray for our president and his cabinet.
Absolutely. Jimmy, thank you, sir. We'll have you back next Monday. Appreciate it. Okay, that's it for the day. Thank you, Jimmy. That's it for the day. Get your medical supplies, your energy cleaner, your essential oils now while you can. Never, ever give up your firearms and ammunition. Have a fun, safe, productive day. And God bless America.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting.